Now, you might not be expecting this, but as we said before, this is the 50th anniversary of the movie The Sound of Music, and so there's a lot about the Von Trapp family singers and Julie Andrews and so on. But some of you probably know that the Von Trapp family singers was a real family that was very musical. And they came and settled down in Vermont, as you might know. And they actually made discs, and the family sang songs from all over the world, mostly Viennese folk songs. But because the second Mrs. Von Trapp, that is Maria, was actually in her youth, part of a band of people that went around South Germany and the Austrian Alps, learning old folk songs, and she really could play the guitar. And when she joined the Trapp family, they formed a musical group, and they sang a lot of the songs that they learned from all over. And here is a selection from an actual Trapp family CD, and they sang first of all the Brahms' Lullaby. Then some instrumental pieces, folk songs, played on recorders again. And then something called the Eriske Love Lilt, which is, I think, a Scottish song that actually my parents used to sing when I was a little kid.
Thank you.
just for fun, here is a beautiful choir piece sung by the Talis Scholars. It is the Allegri Miserere, a piece that most people have heard but probably don't know the name of. So here is Allegri Miserere sung by the Talis Scholars.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a Bach fugue played by a marimba artist called Lee Howard Stevens, who is a graduate of the Eastman School of Music in Rochester. So he does a great job with this fugue. Is the two-part invention in C major played by Lee Howard Stevens. Remember, we heard it played by Wendy Carlos on the synthesizer and also by Glenn Gould on the piano.